21 minutes past 3 GMT. Now, South Korea's Samsung Electronics has reported record profits of nearly $4.5 billion in the first quarter of this year. That's up 81%. And analysts say it looks to have knocked Nokia off the number one spot as the world's biggest seller of mobile phones. Well, business reporter Linda Duffin's here. So, Linda, that's pretty impressive by any standard, particularly in the current economic climate. So what does Samsung owe its success to?
Well, this is net profit, and it's largely down to booming sales of its smartphones, especially its Galaxy Note phone tablet. Samsung narrowly beat Apple last year in terms of smartphone sales, and now, according to a report by the research firm Strategy Analytics, it's outsold Nokia as the world's biggest mobile phone seller. That ends a 14-year reign by the Finnish company. Telecoms analyst Eddie Murphy of Priory Consulting says Nokia failed to keep up with the times.
The mobile phone handset market was completely revolutionised by the launch of the Apple iPhone, which wasn't a phone as such, but a really, really sophisticated computer with a phone bolted onto it. And that was a game changer for the handset market. Now, Nokia had built itself up into a very efficient organisation for doing things one way, and trying to turn that super tanker around has defeated Nokia's management ever since. The high-end value of the market, where margins are high, Nokia has failed rather spectacularly to make any headway in that. But also, it's been losing ground across the board because people found that the old Symbian operating system that they used was difficult to compare with better competitors. And they then had to move away from that to team up with Microsoft Windows for phones. And that has sort of helped them a little, but it hasn't stemmed the decline at all.
So what is it that Samsung's done that Nokia hasn't?
What they've done is they've chosen the Android platform, which allows them to focus their attention on making really clever smart devices. And they have thrown their energies into making those devices really user-friendly and attractive and cost-effective. And Nokia hasn't been able to do that.
Where do we go from here in terms of the next generation?
The next generation, it's interesting, we've had very, very distinct generations of mobile phones up until now, where you had the first generation was analog technology, the second generation was digital GSM, which allowed international roaming. The third generation has allowed data, and data really enables all the services that people want. So all we're going to see from now on is faster and cheaper.
And who's leading that?
Well, Samsung is certainly very, very strong in the handset market. Apple's very strong. HTC and a number of the other Android platform suppliers are very strong. Nokia is struggling and, you know, has formed this alliance with Microsoft with Windows Phone. They have not yet taken the market by storm. There's certainly going to be an Apple platform. There's certainly going to be an Android platform. There may be a Microsoft platform.
That was Eddie Murphy, the other Eddie Murphy.
Yes, not that Eddie Murphy, but anyway, yes. Thank you very much indeed, Linda Duffin, there with a look at the profits of Samsung.